Proclamation number 8996 of 15th of June, 1965. The Eternal Word itself addresses you. The Eternal Word itself speaks to you. The Father wants that you hear He Himself again, as it was in the beginning, that you again feel the same happiness when He can radiate His light of love into you. He wants to make you happy again as once when you had gone out from Him as free beings, but when you also knew what you were. He now wants to make this knowledge accessible to you again, which you had lost through your turning away from Him. And therefore His word sounds to you from above. You can hear it when you open yourselves to receive His ray of love. But then you are also close to your perfection. Then you have successfully taken the way back to Him, and this means that you have finally made yourselves free of Him who kept you bound until you had found the Divine Redeemer. And that is the sign that He is close to you, that you can talk with Him, that you can hear His word in the heart and reach that stage where you can again join the army of the happy spirits to now be able to be active with God and in His will. That you can hear the word of your Father from eternity in you, if you still stay as man on this earth, that is a visible sign of His presence, because to be able to speak to you, He must also be close to you, so close that you can hear Him in the silence of the heart. And when He reveals Himself to you, then this is also a sign that you consciously seek Him and have found Him, that you desire His address and that He also gives it to you. Because it is still a gift, an unheard of favor, because He also addresses those who do not yet have maturity, but who can also reach it through His address, because His word has a power, which you cannot measure. And anyone who is willing to be addressed, who does not resist His word, will truly also feel the strength of it. For he will manifestly receive a gift of grace which will help his soul to mature. Because the Father instructs His children. He instructs them of His will, and He introduces them into a knowledge, which they had lost, but which means a bright light for man, in which he now can go the way up. The Word is the outflow of His love. It is the epitome of that what will one day make the soul immeasurably happy. It establishes the connection of the highest being with the human being who wants to hear His word. And it is to be requested by all men with fervor because it as it approves the entry into the spiritual kingdom, which is still closed to all those who are not receptive for the word of the Father. Again and again the Father addresses His children to prove Himself to them. But faith He only finds with those who have already carried out the change to love themselves, because love opens the view for them. Love makes the heart receptive for the Word, which now can express itself in the vessel having become love. And it will express itself as long as the world exists because the word sounded in the beginning and will never ever pass away. It will always and forever sound in the spiritual kingdom and also on earth, but there only then when a vessel is found, which has formed itself through love so that the divine word, the love radiation of the Father, can radiate into it. And all of you are to utilize this favor right, because when you just let it have an effect on you, you will irrevocably also reach life, which you can no longer lose eternally. But who passes it by, the word itself will become judgment for him. For he has not accepted the great grace, the gift which the Father offered him. He did not take hold of the helping hand that wanted to pull him up to the heights. He has disregarded the word which wanted to turn the love of the Father towards him, The sin of rejecting divine power of love has been repeated, and he will again have to go the course through creation which will again bring him endless torment. For this is the sin against the Spirit when man consciously opposes the Father's address, when he recognizes his word as God's word and yet leaves it unheeded, because he has to answer for it. Amen.